9:50. Welcome back to the program. Rob here along with Hannah Geffert. And tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking about the EPA and their possibilities of enforcing the president's recommended 30% reduction in CO2 emissions with an attorney who specializes, an environmental attorney who specializes in this kind of law. And also, Phil McCoy will join us from Ameriprise Financial, give us a rundown on the stock market. On the phone with us right now is illustrator Julie Olson. She has illustrated the book Discover America from Sea to Shining Sea. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Where are you physically located at this moment?
I am in Utah.
Utah. How's the weather?
It's beautiful. I hear lots of people have been having lots of storms across the country, but I'm feeling summer here.
We are some of those people. We had a tornado actually touch down Sunday night, in fact.
Yikes.
In the city. I have in front of me your book, which lovely illustrations for our this book. It's called Discover America from Sea to Shining Sea. My co-host Hannah Geffert has already asked that I give it to her.
Well, there are plenty available for anyone who wants one.
Tell our audience how they can get one of these books.
It's pretty simple. Most bookstores will be carrying them. However, they can also go to discoveramericabook.com and get one from there.
It does remind me a little bit about from a French film where they follow a red balloon places, and your book follows through our country a red balloon that flies places. It's very. I wonder if that had any inspiration for you.
It didn't, but maybe subconsciously it did, because as you bring that up, I do remember that film. However, that one's more of a little boy following it around, if I remember, from in a city in France. However, red balloons are pretty much one of those nostalgic childhood things that I think many of us can identify with. So this book is really for adults and children alike.
And it does follow the song,
America the beautiful.
Yes.
There's the St. Louis Arch right there.
Yes, and you go from place to place throughout America. It's just lovely.
Thank you. I really tried to draw on my own experiences and memories as a child traveling across America. I was fortunate to be able to visit pretty much every place in the book. And
awesome. How did you become an illustrator?
I started out probably when I was about 3 years old, drawing circles on the walls. And my mom realized I needed some actual supplies to use instead of her white walls, so she was good to provide me with the materials and supplies I needed. And then from there, I'd check out books from the library on how to draw. I used to watch Bob Ross on PBS, mm-hmm. and I, at about 11 years old, tried to start copying his and other PBS painters, and then actually majored in it in college.
So you did your share of art then in college?
I did.
Is the book itself, is that painting, drawing? What is that exactly, how you did it?
A little bit of both. I draw with pencil and scan it in and print it out on watercolor paper, then paint with watercolors, actually.
I knew that was watercolors.
And so it's mainly watercolors.
The other thing I like about this book is so often when there are books talking about our country, it starts, there's an East Coast prejudice. It starts in the East Coast and works its way west, but you start out in California and work your way east.
Well, I think part of it, honestly, is because of the jet stream and the way it flows. And I thought, even though a balloon probably physically couldn't travel across the entire United States, they have been known to travel a few states at least,
mm-hmm. yep.
and the jet stream blows from west to east generally, so I let it follow that stream. But I also wanted it to end at the Statue of Liberty, kind of the sign, you know, the symbol of freedom in this country.
Did you do 500 drawings and select 50, or did you pretty much do each drawing that you wanted to do and that was the drawing you went with?
I try not to count so I don't get depressed on how much work you throw away, but I do several. And as I work, I allow my own children to, they have a little desk in my studio that sometimes they work alongside me, and I try to encourage their creativity along with mine.
Now, I love the Wrigley Field picture in Chicago.
What's more American than baseball, right?
Exactly, exactly. Beautiful picture.
Did you go to Wrigley Field?
That is the one place in the book that I have not been. I've been to Chicago.
Oh, you got to go to Wrigley Field.
Oh, I know. It's on my bucket list now, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to go. You'd be amazed at how clean they keep that ballpark. The pride of that place is amazing.
I've heard it's beautiful. So okay.
You got to come out at home plate. You come out from behind home plate, and that way the first thing that hits you is the ivy wall in the outfield. That's the way to do it, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that means you got to wait till you know it's summer and things are green.
That's right.
Always green at the ballpark.
You don't want to go in April when that ivy's brown.
Yes, I've been to Chicago in the winter as well, and it's quite windy and cold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So, anyway, I was wondering why I love those the drawings and the illustrations you did so much, and that's because you said they were done in some watercolors, and I'm a big fan of watercolors, so I thought that's got to be the reason why that appealed to me.
How sensitive of you.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You probably don't think of me as the artsy kind, do you, Hannah?
No, I don't, but this is a whole new side of you. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of watercolors. So what are you doing next, Julie?
Well, I'm actually working on a promotion with Playtex Baby right now where I get to give America and the world an opportunity to win a custom illustration from me of their own child. And Playtex has been trying to promote the idea that children are individuals, and they try to create products for those individual children. But they know that parents want their kids to grow up to be the best they can be and have big dreams for their children, so they're trying to capture those dreams through the Beginnings Imagined program.
Mm-hmm.
And all people have to do is go online and visit imagined.playtexbaby.com, where they answer a few short questions and submit a photo of their child for a chance to win a custom illustration from me. And there'll be one winner a day for 30 days. The contest ends July 1st. And then everyone who enters is also entered for a grand prize drawing of a $5,000 scholarship to help those kids realize their dreams.
That's awesome. Julie, thanks for your time this morning. Great job on the book. We very much enjoyed looking through it.
Thank you, and hope everybody gets to help their kids realize their dreams.
That's nice. 9:58, that's Julie Olson, Discover America. What a nice book that is. We'll be right back with a final minute after this. That I keep on knocking.